are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
In to Dave's Good Vibration Station. Yeah. Woo! What's up, beautiful people of this world? Feeling good, feeling great. We got colors swirling in the studio. The energy is high, the vibration's even higher. How is everybody doing today? I am your host, Davey. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station. You've just tuned in. LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Boy, oh boy, do we have a show lined up for you today. First and foremost, as you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Right? We are all people sharing a collective experience on a big ball floating through space. Might as well love each other a little bit more. Might as well give a little more positivity, a little bit more light in each other's direction, if we have the ability to. I'd like to welcome Shea Prince Eternal into the studio with us today. How we doing today, Shea?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you so much for having me today on the show.
Of course. Hello,
everybody.
Yes, I love it. I love your energy. I love your vibration. I love everything about you. Now, Shea, the reason why we bring her on the show, she is one of our she is our family over here, over at the Vibration Station. We have brothers, we have sisters, we have mothers, we have mistress. And I just love you, Shea. Your energy is so great.
I love you, too.
I love it. Now, the reason why we bring Shea, the reason why she is our family, now, we're all family, but she's in-studio family, you know what I mean, is because she has such a phenomenal perspective on the human experience. She's a coach, right? She is a life coach, a teacher. She basically, if you're having a bad day, if you're having problems in your life, you're experiencing some sort of downward spiral, Shea is the person to go to that will remind you of all the great things that you have going for you. She is the person that will allow you the understanding that you can turn that around whenever you choose to. That's why she's so bubbly, she's so awesome and bright, and I just love her. And that's why we have her in the studio. Shea!
Thank you.
First and foremost, how are you feeling today?
I am feeling very good today.
That's great.
This is awesome. I'm appreciative of all this rain.
Me too.
We needed it.
Man, I am definitely appreciative of this rain.
Great appreciation for that.
Yes.
And I'm feeling good today. I'm feeling in alignment. Yeah. I'm remembering who I am.
Yes.
Trust me, sometimes I forget. I'm no different than any of you. We are off sometimes and we're on sometimes.
It's true.
The whole difference that differentiates us and makes us do better and have wonderful lives is that we recognize it.
Yes.
And we say to ourselves, wow, this doesn't feel good. This feels a little off. What can I do to feel better?
Absolutely.
And so that is what makes the difference in our lives. It's sort of like children playing. You'll have a group of children and one child will go, I don't want to do this. This doesn't feel good. I don't think I want to do this.
Right.
And they will stop playing with that other child.
It's true.
Until they are influenced by other people that say, no, go play with them anyway. No, you know, you just got to learn how to get along. No, you need to know that if something doesn't feel good, it doesn't feel good. And
yes.
Children have that innocent nature about them.
Yes.
They already know innately what doesn't feel good. And sometimes the older they get, the more they absorb other people's energy around them and what pleases the other people versus what pleases them.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
We are reminding you today in raising your vibration that nothing matters more than that you make yourself happy.
Yes.
You do what makes you happy. If it doesn't feel good, don't do it.
Don't do it.
You don't have to do it. You're not obligated to do it. I kind of want to talk about today, too, the way we ease and flow to release resistance.
Absolutely.
You know, we just need to take it easy in life. We need to choose the path that feels the more relaxing.
Yes.
The path that feels more like
just resistant free.
Yes. Right? You breathe and you say, it's easy if I do this.
Yeah.
But it feels hard if I do this.
Absolutely.
So find out what is easier, what feels easier
Absolutely.
To do, and what feels more flowing.
Absolutely.
And think about a flowingness in whatever you're doing, like how it feels flowing when you look at the grass and how green it is and how it's just there. How it feels flowing when you look at a stream or the ocean when it's calm. How that feels good. Well, find things in your life to kind of be a set point, to kind of make you feel better when you're not feeling so good. And remember who you are.
Yes.
Now you say, Shia, well, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by who am I? There's so many different definitions of who you are, and there's so many ways to look at it. I say look at it from a child's perspective. It doesn't matter what religion you are or whether you're no religion at all. It doesn't matter. But if you think of a little child and you say, I came here, and let's just say I'm talking to you as if you're a little child.
Okay.
Let's just say you take yourself back
right.
to being a little child.
Right.
And I say to you, well, did you know that you are a really big, big, big person? Did you know that? Did you know that you are so great and powerful and awesome? And the child goes, no, I didn't know that. I said, yes. You are very special and very powerful. And before you came into your little body, guess what? You were already great and powerful. And you said, but I don't have a body to ride a bicycle. And I don't have a body to run track or run and play and jump and hop. I don't have a body to dance. I don't have a body to sing. So you said to yourself when you were still all in that powerful energy.
Yes.
You said, I'm going to take a little bit of myself, a little bit of this great energy, and I'm going to put it in a little body. I'm going to put it in a baby.
Yes.
And then I'm going to have all the excitement of growing and learning. I'm going to look at my feet one day. I'm going to look at my hands and say, what is that for? And what is that for? And I'm just going to think about everything I can do.
Right.
that I can't do in that big space.
Exactly.
And as that baby grows, I'm going to experience all kinds. See, because you decided this before you put the energy into your little body.
Exactly.
And now you get to laugh and sing and play and do all sorts of things.
And the amazing thing is society, right? I feel like, right, we all love society. We're all a part of it. And the vibration station is never going to put down, you know, we're never going to come here and start judging things. We're not judging. We're just saying that there are certain seeds that are planted. Right, in the society in which we live, in a society where, you know, there's an American dream, you know, where there's even if you're not in America, there's a drive for a nicer car, a bigger house, a nicer this, a nicer that, a nicer, you know, there's always something more. But in the process of obtaining these things, Shia, I feel like we get caught up in what society tells us we need to have to be happy. For example, like that little child that we were just talking about. Mm-hmm. That little child, you can ask them any question ever, and it's either going to make them, they're either going to like it or they're not. Right? You could ask them a question. You could tell them to do something. You could give them a toy. You know, you could, no matter what you present to a child, they know that they're either going to resonate with it or they're not. They're either going to like it or they're not. And if they don't like it, they automatically know not to pursue that, just like you were talking about, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we in society are, I feel like we get cut off to that instinctual understanding that if it doesn't feel good, stop doing it. If your hand is on the stove, if your hand is on the burner, take it off. It's okay. You know, if you're, you know, it's, you don't need to do what doesn't feel good just because everybody else around you is doing it.
Right.
You don't need to, you know, pursue something that you think might be good for you, but you don't want to do it just because everybody else tells you you're not going to be successful unless you do that. We're telling you that you are, as Shia said earlier, you are an extension of this whole infinite source energy of anything that you want to be, and it is you here now. This isn't religious. It's not any of that. This is just simply, it's quantum physics understanding for your place in an infinitely expanding universe. You're just, whether we're right or wrong, right? We're not,
Doesn't matter.
I like to think we're right, but whether we're right or wrong, yeah. even though there is no right and wrong, what we like, but whether we're right, if there is some power that says you're right and you're wrong, whether we're wrong or right, it feels good.
It feels good to know that there really potentially isn't any right or wrong about
it.
Exactly. It feels good to know that we, as I was explaining to the little child, that we are here to experience things.
Yes.
And so some of the things that we experience don't feel good. And we go, well, I didn't come here to fall and hurt my leg. I didn't come here to do something that doesn't feel good. But in fact, we did. Because that's what pushes us to expand. That's what pushes us to our highest.
Yes.
One teacher speaks of it as contrast.
Yes.
And I can totally relate to that. That is something that doesn't feel good. It feels negative at the time. But you know what? If we don't look at it as it doesn't feel good, then we can totally benefit.
Yes.
From what it's teaching us. It's teaching us to expand. We wanted this. We are already perfect. We were already perfect before we even came into the bodies that I was telling you about earlier. Before we entered into the baby, we were already perfect, and we are still perfect. This whole striving for perfection is off because we're already perfect. What we should strive to do, in my opinion, is to be in connection with that greater part of us, that inner being, that source energy that Dave was just talking about, that part of us that we came from.
Yes.
Then when we are have a relationship with that part, we just close your eyes sometimes and realize that you're more than what you see in your body.
Yes.
Close your eyes and connect with that other part of yourself, and then draw power and strength from that power.
Yes.
And as you connect and have a oneness with that, anytime you feel off, that's all you have to do. Close your eyes and say, hey, all is well. I am more than what I see in my body.
Right.
I came here to experience this stuff. I came here to be off sometimes just so I can be right back on.
Totally.
Just so I can align, just so I can have fun with this.
And it feels so good to get off and get back on.
Yes.
Like it's and people have this idea once they start kind of getting into it, and once they start understanding, you know, that, you know, once you focus on how you feel, how you feel is the most important thing, right? You start kind of getting into this flow of consciously, deliberately noticing how you're feeling. What thoughts are you thinking? How are you thinking? When, you know, you just go throughout your day, you're like usually on neutral, right? You're not thinking, oh, how am I thinking about this? You're just thinking and reacting. You're looking, yeah. reacting. Once you start deliberately thinking, how am I thinking about that? What is that creating? Yeah. How am I doing that? You yeah. then, what I started to do once I started catching what I was thinking is I then started to judge myself.
Oh, yes.
Once I was thinking negatively, I would judge myself once I presented contrast to myself. And that's just as bad as not even thinking deliberately.
It's really, really, really one of the worst things we can do to ourselves is self-judge. It's about self-approval versus disapproval. When we judge ourselves, when we think of the bad things about ourselves that have been labeled as bad, so really I want to retract that. When we think of things that don't feel good, when we right. think of things and we just start downing ourselves, because in our society, as right. Dave was talking about earlier, there's so much judging, measuring, comparing, blah, 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 blah. But when you realize you are awesome, whoever you are and wherever you are, when you realize that you are your own amazing creation and there is nobody created like you anywhere, when yeah. you realize that your talent, your gifts are the only ones that exist like yours.
Yeah.
I mean, someone can even write a song and produce it. And someone else can say, whoa, I like that. I'm going to do it too. They can't do it like you did it.
Right.
They can't do it like you did it because they're their own expression and right. you're your own expression. So when you totally grasp how amazing you are, then you will stop judging yourself.
Yes.
You will stop finding fault with yourself. And when you don't find fault with yourself, you are totally in connection with that extension that you came from, in connection with that power, that energy.
Yes.
And you're happier.
Yes.
You're freer. You're not comparing yourself to nobody else because you know you are fantastic.
Yes.
Of your own.
Yes.
On your own worth.
I
your
love
own self approval of
love
you.
I love it. I love it.
Yes.
Yes, Shia. Yes. Woo! We're going to high five.
High five.
Bah, that was good. So fresh. I love this energy. Okay, guys. You just tuned in. Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm going to tell you what I'm doing. I'm looking up, and I see a bunch of colors swirling around in the studio. There's greens, there's blues, there's bright yellows, there's golds, there's pure whites.
Mm.
It's all these colors, man. If you were to come in this studio and actually really see what's going on, you would probably need some sunglasses. Actually, you wouldn't. You would look at it and you would be astonished. You would say, wow, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, and by far the most beautiful studio I've ever been in. Because these colors are just immaculate.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what we're feeling. So basically, the whole idea, if you want to call us, 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. I am also accepting your emails, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. What we are talking about today is something extremely It just feels so good. It just feels so good. It's just extremely powerful, right? In just so many ways.
Absolutely.
If you're just tuning in with us, we are talking about how you are absolutely an extension of greatness, of pureness, of wholeness.
Yes.
And we've talked about this multiple times on the Vibration Station, but today we're really just trying to give you a visualization of how you are like you're a finger off of a hand which is connected to a body, but it's like completely infinite and it's like still expanding, and you are a finger that is like expanding off of that body, and like it's just your greatness. It's like you are complete and total, like you are complete greatness. As a matter of fact, we're going to take a quick break. Chances are good. Amazing. Listen to the lyrics, people.
You're amazing. A beautiful sound, fire blazing. My head to the ground, giving our praises. Love's all around, feeling your greatness. From toes to the crown, I'm so grateful for all that you are. Like a grandma giving birth to a soul, take this love. You deserve a lot more, looking above. Lightning from a condor, touch you down now.
Hello?
Growing up, growing up, lighten up, circle up, growing up, listen up. This is one love, one life, one life, one. What the heaven is going on, going on. What the heaven is going on, going on. What the heaven is going on. Around the world, they're coming down. All the old school new ones are popping up, coming up like a fresh bud from the mud. Everybody feeling love like they never did, learning how to live in this dream lucid. All the avatars are coming back as our kids, teaching us all the words and the music. Singing one verse, one with the universe. Sun, moon, stars, earth, blessed right from birth. What's your time worth? Better say your prayers first. Hold the holy water, give it thanks and quench your thirst. Drinking up, licking up with the medicine. Walking on the path of gratitude to Puritan. Open up your eyes and light, time has come again. Run and tell a friend it's already happening. Beautiful sound, fire blazing, blazing. From head to the ground, giving our praises, praises. Love's all around, feeling your greatness, greatness. We toast to the crown. I'm so grateful, grateful for all that you are. Like a grandma, grandma.
And that is our brother Chances. Looks like we actually have a caller on the air. You are live with us, Dave's Good Vibration Station. Who are we speaking with? Hello?
Hello? How
you doing? You're live on the air with us, Dave's Good Vibration Station. This is Dave.
Well, hi, Dave.
How we doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm trying to get better. And I had a question for Shia.
That's wonderful. Shia, it's directed to you. And who are we speaking with, by the way?
My name is Elaine.
Elaine. It is a pleasure, Elaine. And thank you so much for calling in on the Vibration Station. Shia, Elaine would like to ask you a question.
Yes. Hello, Elaine. Thank you so much for calling in. How can I help you?
A pleasure to speak with you, Shia. I struggle with trying to feel good and what doesn't feel good, you know, go a different way or... But how do you handle situations when you can't go a different way? For instance, your job or you're working in the environment that you're in, and it just doesn't feel good. None of it. The only thing that feels good is the paycheck. So what do you suggest as to a better way for me to handle that situation?
Very good question.
That's a great question.
Very good question.
Thank you. I'm sure that you're not the only one.
Absolutely.
That's feeling that. Absolutely. Shia,
absolutely.
Take it
all
away.
All right. So here's what I gently suggest. First, you got to take your baby steps. You can't expect to just...
I'm so sorry. Elaine, are you by chance listening to the show live on the air?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to ask. Is there any way that you could possibly turn the thank you so much, Elaine. I appreciate it, and I totally would do the same thing. It does come through on the other end, you're the best, Elaine. Thank you. Right back to you, Shia.
All right. So you stated some very clear facts about the situation, and so many people can relate to you in that situation. So I suggest taking baby steps.
Yes.
A baby step would be that you're appreciating the job, you're appreciating the fact that it's paying your bills.
Absolutely.
And then you're taking baby steps towards where you really want to be. So you write down really good things about yourself every day. Every day, mm-hmm. Write down good things, because then your mind starts to focus on what you're capable of and what your good points is rather than not.
Yes.
So then you're not feeling bad about yourself. So this is a progressive forward step,
yes,
in looking at yourself, yes, differently and seeing your self-worth. In other words, you need to remind yourself that you're worthy of the life you want, and you're worthy of the wonderful job or workspace that you want. Mm. So have you identified what you do want to do?
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Have you identified the work that you would prefer doing?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So there is another step that you've already taken. And so it's about seeing yourself doing what you love and loving what you're doing at the same time.
Yes.
So you're appreciating, yes, where you are.
Absolutely.
And you're appreciating where you're going and catching up with yourself. That bigger part that we were talking about earlier, that bigger part has already done it for you. That bigger part has already created it, because you've created it, and that bigger part has already said, yes, of course you can have this, Elaine. So now it's about bringing yourself into a belief that, yes, I can have this.
Yes.
There's nothing that I can't have. And that comes into the invincibility of us and believing in that we are an extension of that powerful part that we came from. So it's kind of closing the gap. In other words, you're not seeing any difference between that bigger part and that part that you are right now in your body. So you make that part a oneness by spending more time appreciating yourself, loving yourself, seeing your self-worth, writing down yourself things that you do that you're pleased with. Every accomplishment, you put that down. Every bill you pay, you're happy about it. Everything in your life that's going well, you really, really magnify that so that you stay on point in moving forward and making things better and better. Anytime that comes to your mind to say, wow, I'm just on this job and it doesn't feel good and it's on my nerves and blah, 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 then you're creating more of that. So it's what's throwing you off.
True. Yeah. No, absolutely. I love it. I love it. I was just going to say, everything Shia that you're saying, I'm sure that Elaine is resonating with
and
absolutely. And you're absolutely right. I completely agree. And one more thing, Elaine, that always fascinates me is, I find life to be like a catch-22. It's a paradox. So it's kind of like, if I'm putting my momentum, if I'm focusing every day on the money that I don't have, mm-hmm, all I want is more money. So I want more money, but I keep feeling like I don't have money. So the feeling of me just reinforcing myself that, oh, I want money and I don't have it. I want money and I don't have it. That's just attracting more lack of abundance. It's keeping me wanting money. If I were to have money, then kind of be the secondary and have the emotional state of being, I just want to feel like I have money. I just want to feel the feeling of abundance. I just want to feel the feeling of prosperity. If you can just kind of trick yourself and convince yourself in saying to yourself, you know what, the only reason why I want the money in the first place is for the emotional state of being. So if I can have the emotional state of being before getting the money by law of attraction has to follow.
Yes, right? It does. It absolutely.
That was good.
Yes. Yes. The feeling.
I like it.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Elaine.
Now, okay.
That's what it's about.
That's what it's about. Think about what you want more than what you don't want.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you guys, and I appreciate all the good advice that you just gave me, and now I know which way to go.
That's beautiful. Well, thank you so much for the call,
yes,
Elaine.
Thank you for calling in.
I hope that I hope that we raise your vibration.
Yes.
Yes, you did. Thank Have you. A good day.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Have
you
a beautiful, blessed day. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Thank you, Elaine. That's such a blessing. It's always a pleasure to get our brothers and sisters calling in and let us know what's going on, asking for a little word of advice. This is why we're here.
Exactly why we're here. And I like that point of that emotional feeling that brings the reality. Because
Indeed.
We can be feeling abundant just by looking at this rain that's coming.
Yes.
We can feel the
yes.
abundance of it. We can feel the appreciation of it.
Yes.
And that's going to bring more abundance and
right.
more abundance. People kept saying, wow, we're not getting rain. We're going into a drought.
I was going to say.
I'm like, okay, let's change it and say, well, we know all is well and rain is coming.
Right.
You know, why not feel that?
It's amazing. There's been signs. If I know that, you know, not all of our listeners live in Los Angeles, but there's been signs, you know, on the freeways here in LA that says, you know, save water, big drought, save water, big drought. And for those of you that are not in Los Angeles, we just got a humongous, like, hurricane, pretty much, like, monsoon storm, just, like, pounding down, and now, you know, now we're like, oh, we're raining, it's too much rain, you know, like, we can never get it right, we can never have enough, no, I'm just kidding, but seriously, you know, and, but that's just the way that it works, and I truly believe, Shia, right? There was a study done the police station of like Washington, D.C. or something. I think it was like mm-hmm. Washington. So these people gathered together, and I've talked about this experiment before. These people gathered together and set an intention. They all meditated and focused on peace and mm-hmm. well-being for the city, for the community.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the chief of police came out and he was like, this is not going to work. You know, it's not going to reduce crime. Good luck, you know.
Okay.
And basically these people meditated for like, you know, like it's like 3 days or something. And then for a whole week, crime decreased by like 30%.
Wow.
And the chief of police then after the experiment or whatever came out and he said, you know, I didn't think it was going to work, but for some weird reason, you know, coincidence, I don't know, but crime was reduced by 30%. So that's why I truly believe. See, there's a collective mm-hmm. energy of all these people in a city. So if an entire city has this energy of drought,
mm-hmm.
has this whole drought, mm-hmm. drought. There is just as much of a momentum for water as there is for drought, right? So as
yes.
much as the people are bemoaning drought,
right.
there is that exact same amount of energy that there's just water lined up waiting for us.
Yes.
So I think that the collective energy of the people had a lot to do with how gnarly the storm was. You
yes.
know? This out of nowhere. When does that happen? We're like, drought, and bam! You know, like a crazy storm. It
yeah.
wasn't just
yeah.
like,
my
you know.
Phone even made this loud noise of alert, flood alert.
Really?
Yes.
That's good. Right. I got a flood alert as well,
yeah.
actually. It wasn't on the phone. I got one on my computer, like, popped up, and it was like, whoop, whoop, like, flood. I was like, what's a flood alert? We were just in a drought! What's going on? Make up your mind, conscious earth consciousness.
So what do you think about that, though? How the collective came together and there was rockets of desire shot out for
desire.
The water. And then on this side, there was like there's not going to be water. You're in trouble.
It tipped the scale.
There's not going to be water.
You know?
What do you feel? Feel that happened?
I have no idea. And I mean, also, you know, I totally, you know, there's patterns and there's weather patterns. But then again, who's to say that the collective consciousness isn't affecting the weather patterns?
Oh, it is.
It is.
It is.
It totally is. Yeah. So yeah. Like.
But who wins? Is it the majority? I don't know. But I just know that we have water now.
Okay. All we know is that we have water.
We have water now.
Same. Okay. So I have a question. So is it the same idea as who? Okay. So you have a presidential race as well. Who wins in a presidential race? Who wins in the weather? Like, who's it? Is it the one with the most?
Is it the masses that?
You know, because in a presidential race, here we go. Right. We've heard multiple teachers talk about how, you know, when people vote for things. Right. I've heard a lot of speaking on this. When people vote for things, the vote that actually counts is not the one that they're pushing in on the paper, but the vote that they're casting in their head vibrationally. So, you know, and that's why there's been so many elections in the past where people are like, oh, the votes have been rigged and, you know, all blah, blah, blah. You know, you can punch as many holes in a piece of paper as you want, but at the end of the day, you know, whoever has the most momentum on their side, the scale is going to tip, right? The scale is going to tip in their favor. I mean, it's just whatever. It's like a teeter totter, right?
Yeah, yeah. And in the end, I think it causes balance too.
Absolutely.
You know, because I think that's one of the things that happened here with the weather too, is a balance that happened.
Yes.
There were those of us that were totally clear. It's going to rain. We're going to be fine. We're all is well. You know, we're taken care of. And then there's the other half that's going, no, we're in a drought. We're in trouble. We're in trouble.
Right.
But at the end of the day, the balance always wins out.
Yes.
Always.
Always.
You know, there's all sorts of examples we can think of on that.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
You know,
that's a really good way of looking at it, Shia. Yeah. At the end of the day, the balance always does play out.
It does.
It really does.
That,
it always
that
does
balance
win.
That balance is all of our higher consciousness that we came from that's determined to keep ourselves going infinitely, eternally.
Yes,
and
yes.
That's how we can do it. Because look at the wars and things that they thought was going to wipe out the whole of humanity.
Right.
Or look at the bad habits or the habits of the earth sometimes that those of us that are more green conscious feel like, oh, you shouldn't be doing that,
right.
Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But at the end of the day, the balance still wins out.
Does.
The earth continues to replenish itself.
Yes.
Billions of years.
Absolutely.
And we continue to exist.
And we continue to exist. We continue to evolve. We continue to grow. Absolutely. This has been a wonderful show today. We've covered some very powerful things. We've covered an array of topics.
Definitely.
But still staying very, very to the core point of we are source. We are extensions of an immeasurable energy.
Yes, we are.
And another point that I really did want to touch on today's show that she brought up earlier, and it kind of tied everything together, if you will, was really, really practicing the power of following the path of least resistance. Think of that. Practicing the power of following the path of least resistance. What does that mean? What does that mean? Well, we all have choices on a moment-to-moment basis.
Absolutely.
Of what feels better than another. We know that that feels better than that. Sometimes our intuition just tells us, you know, to do this instead of that. Sometimes it could be the difference between, you know, we're making... do I make a left or do I make a right? I don't know where I'm going. My maps just stopped working because I lost service, and I don't know whether it's a left or a right, and where do I go? Your intuition will always tell you. You're just following the path of least resistance. That is all that it is about.
If we so choose to.
If we so choose to. And if you do, everything you want is waiting at the bottom of that stream that is so down. We actually just got a question emailed from us from a listener. This is from Christy. This says, "Hey, Shia and Dave, I love what you have to say. I have a tendency to be depressed sometimes. My mom and sister have depression and take meds. How can I be less depressed? Thanks, Christy." Well, Christy, excuse me. First of all, thank you for emailing us on the Vibration Station. It is always a pleasure, always a blessing to get feedback from our listeners. That is why we are here. So, Christy is asking us, Shia. She says she loves us. She loves what we have to say. But she has a tendency to be depressed sometimes. Her mom and sister have depression and take meds. How can she be less depressed? Well, first of all, Christy, I take it that you don't want to take meds. It's kind of what I'm getting. You're talking kind of down, like, my mom and sister have depression and take meds. Right. How can I be less depressed? First of all, I really admire you for reaching out to look outside of just taking meds. Because a lot of people in today's society, you have ADD, take meds. You have depression, take meds. You're bipolar, take meds. You're this, take meds. Focus in on it. Use your consciousness. Gather some energy. You know, meds always help, yes, but... So, Shia, you know, I'm going to pass this to you. Well, we're both going to help you out, Christy, but I want Shia to start us off. So what are a few things that you do when you're not feeling so hot? Mm-hmm. What would you say? Christy's listening to us right now.
All right. Thank you again, Christy, for sending in your question. I can totally relate to you. There were times in my life when I would get so depressed, there would be days I would just stay in the bed and just cry. I would just stay in the bed and cry. I would. Ugh. Totally.
Well, you're not now.
No. But I'm just going to say, I'm just going to say, at some point, I really wanted to feel better.
Yeah.
I really, really wanted to feel better. So, first of all, I had to feel better about me. And I had to really, as I was telling Elaine, I had, you know, it's about magnifying your good points. So I suggest...
Magnifying your good points.
Because I started writing down everything good about myself every day.
Yes.
And do you know what? I still do it. I still do it because I want to continuously remind myself about how great and fantastic I am.
Yes.
I want to remind myself that...
And this is not in an egotistical way. Sorry to interrupt you, Shia. No. I'm just letting the listener... This is not in a narcissistic way.
No. It's in a positive way to me.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, there's going to be people that think that simply because we haven't been taught to raise ourselves up.
Right, exactly.
We've been taught to lower our vibration, to lower our greatness. People say, be more humble. Show more humility. I say show more magnificence.
Yes.
I say show more greatness.
I like that.
Because that's who you are. I am not knocking anybody who says that because they totally mean well. But Christy, here's what I would say. Really magnify how amazing you are. You might already realize somewhat of some of your great points, but realize all of your great points.
Yes.
And when you feel bad about yourself or you feel depressed, that means that you're having a separation from that part of you that you came from, that great, wonderful, amazing part of you that you came from. And somewhere you've caught a program from somebody else that doesn't have anything to do with you, that you are feeling down on yourself for some reason. It could have been a school teacher. You never know who it is. And it really doesn't matter at the end of the day. You don't have to figure out all of that. All you have to do is move forward in your own self-worth and approve of you, approve of everything about you.
Yes.
And do the things that make you feel good. Make the choices. Does this feel good or does not?
Yes.
If it does not feel good, then don't do it. If it feels good, do it.
Yeah.
And when the depression comes, go general in the beginning. Don't even try to figure out why. Don't try to figure it out. Just say, you know what? I'm feeling good. I mean, I'm not feeling so good. And what's going to make me feel better is just to be thankful for the things that are going right in my life.
Yes.
So you're thankful for what is happening right, what is going good. You're thankful that if you're walking around, you can walk around, you can see, you can hear. You start magnifying general, really basic stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then that will lead you to better and better thoughts. And then sit in nature, do a writing, yes, something, or reading something that makes you feel good.
Yes.
And then just change your thought pattern.
Yes.
So that you won't be depressed anymore right then in that moment. Don't
Absolutely.
Try to figure it out. Just
Absolutely.
Love you.
Don't try to figure it out.
Don't try to figure it out.
Christy, you don't need to work it out now. And you know what?
No.
The more you focus on not working it out, the more that it works out.
Yeah.
I also want to throw this out here. Something that really helped me when I was younger, before I found myself who I am and what exactly I want to do, I was depressed as well, Christy. I did not know who I was. I was confused. I was teased. I was young, right? So I didn't know. What I did was I picked up an instrument. I started playing the guitar at a young age. And that really showed me a whole new aspect of myself. It let me express something that I've always wanted to express, but I've never been able to.
Wow.
And you can really channel depression through music turn it into something beautiful.
It's true.
You know?
It's true.
Just because you're feeling depressed doesn't mean you need to make depressing music. You can feel depressed and really get in touch with yourself when you are playing music or you're writing lyrics or you're doing something. Christy, I just recently picked up the Native American flute and that, you know, I'm not depressed, but even just picking up
makes
a new instrument has just opened up a whole new sector of my being. It's like it's unlocking things in myself that I have always been there. They've always been there, but I've just never really tuned into it. So pick up an instrument, you know, write some lyrics, write poetry, take a walk, like she was saying, appreciate the things that are constantly around you that you don't always get to appreciate because you're focusing on the things that bring you down. Just, that's it, Christy. Just feel great.
That's a good point. If it's something that you really like to do, make the decision that when you feel depressed, rather than go and flow with going more and more down, ask yourself, what can I do that's going to make me feel powerful right now?
Yes.
What's going to make me feel powerful?
Yes.
And approval, and have approval of me. Just ask yourself
Absolutely.
A simple question like that and see what the answer is. It could be going to some group of women and saying, hey, I think we as women need to stand up and be stronger and do this and do that.
Yes.
It doesn't mean organizing a big thing. Just going and saying that somewhere.
Yes, it's so true.
You know, just...
It's so true. Just summoning
that. Do whatever
that.
It takes.
Yes.
Even if it's a very small thing, it seems.
Yes.
Whatever it takes, you just ask yourself, what can I do to make myself feel powerful right now in this moment and approve of me?
To summon that energy of feeling whole with yourself. There's nothing more powerful. There's nothing more powerful. Folks, this is great. And, you know, it feels so good to know that you are in control of the way that you feel. It feels so blissful to know that you are everything you've ever wanted to be. That's all this is. That's all we're doing. That's all we're reminding you of. That's all we're doing, right? And it's easy to fall off that track, and it's okay if you do.
We all have to remind ourselves of it.
It's okay, yeah. And the reason why you fall off is so you can get back on and be more on than you've ever been in your life.
Yes.
Every time you fall off, you lock into yourself even more. And then you fall off again, and then you feel it even more.
Yes.
And it's like, you're like in this roller coaster. You're like in this wave of just awesomeness. And it's okay. It's all about feeling good. It's never going to be over. You're never going to get it done. And it's just always going to feel good. And if it doesn't, you know, it's up to you when it starts to feel good. So that's it. Listeners, Shia, I love you.
I love you too, and thank you, Christy.
Oh, thank you, Christy. Thank you so much. I really, I want to remind our listeners just to tap in with the wholeness. Just know that you really can do and be anything that you want to do and be, and that's it. Make sure, listeners, you can't forget, because if you forget, then you're just losing out on a wonderful experience. Make sure you check out SheaPrinceEternal.com. She is just so awesome. She is just the coolest ever. SheaPrinceEternal.com. That's SheaPrinceEternal.com. SheaPrinceEternal.com. You can check it out on the archive. Once again, we are sending you unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Always remember that you are an extension of infinite source energy.
Yes, you are. Love yourself unconditionally.
Yes. So beautiful.
I love you.
We love you always from our hearts to yours. Have a beautiful week, and we'll see you next Sunday, guys. Peace.
Focus on the peace, love, and gratitude. That's the type of thought that rearranges molecules. That's the get it, gotta give it, gotta good. That's the ticket to the mothership connection. Type of vibe will get you back to the garden, to the animal and the plant life kingdom. We're leaving Babylon for 99 reasons. Setting sail for the dolphins and whales. All of life is but an inhale and exhale. All is well, gotta peel away another veil. Strip it down to the ground, what's really real? What's really real? Feel the power of the earth in your footprint. Peeling back the eyelids on the lotus. Giving thanks to the eagle and the condor. All the problems disappear at the altar. Strong medicine all throughout the ages. Spirit stays the same as the form changes. Thanks and praises to all my relations. To each and every single fractal fragment of creation.